T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At 97.3. Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, Monday. Oh, thank God it's finally here. Sheesh. It's so boring all weekend, just waiting to get in here on Monday morning.
Ooh. Yeah. So let's hear it. How great was your weekend?
It was great. You know what the best thing about today is, though? Right there.
Bryn's back, everyone.
My boyfriend's back, and I'm going to be in trouble.
Upgraded to boyfriend. Awesome. Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, what just happened?
I don't know. Brittany's back. Guess who's back?
Back again.
Brittany's back. So, how was Vietnam? Oh,
epic.
Are you not on?
Yeah, I'm on.
Am
I on?
Hold on. There we go.
Oh, she's on.
I was going to sing with you.
Oh. I wondered if...
And you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, Brittany's back. He brought back these, like, freeze-dried strawberries.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were going to say something about his flu.
Oh, you didn't bring that back, did you?
No, I think I'm pretty good. I just made sure I didn't want to bring it back in studio last week. So.
Well, yeah, we don't want a pandemic starting here. In the is that a pandemic? Epidemic? Well, I don't know.
Whatever.
We don't want it.
We don't want any demics.
Leave it. Yeah.
None of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I was a little bit under the weather, but it was great. Epic. Super fun. Super fun. A lot of food, you know, just dragging around Cameron and carrying bags for the most part.
Did you eat the best food of your life?
It was fun. I had, well, the sickness wasn't, it didn't, you know, kind
of. It's all right, we get it. You're sick, but you had fun. You're on vacation, for God's sake.
Yeah, I ate a bunch of crap that you guys, I didn't even post it because I thought about it. And
you
I was
should
like,
have posted it.
Nobody
so
wants
funny.
To see my duck blood or my balut with a little baby.
Yeah, no, you, yeah.
What's
you know
something
what?
That you're you right. ate that you had never eaten before?
Nothing.
Oh, you had already eaten everything.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much. Mm. Yeah. You know, I eat everything.
Pandemic alligators, goes worldwide. Epidemic would be here in the studio.
Got
just
it.
Wanted
thank
to
you.
Clear
okay.
that up
thank
for
you,
everybody.
Vinny. Now
pandemic
we know.
Pandemic is worldwide.
Know.
You yeah. would have brought an epidemic back, Bryn.
From a
so,
thank God you isolated.
Well, I guess if it came
sure.
from it, sure.
That was,
yeah. worldwide.
It is a pandemic.
It's worldwide.
Anyway, you're better today.
I am. I'm great. You know, we still a little jet lagged, really, but it kind of works out for our schedule.
Yeah, I guess. I got up at 2.
Me too.
You did today?
No, I'm saying you.
Oh,
that you,
yeah.
you
I got
get
up at 2. I did get up
right.
at 2.
Me too.
It's funny. I got to the station pretty early today.
I got up at 1:40 this morning.
Oh, God.
I got like 4. You know what? I slept great all weekend.
Yeah.
I got tons of exercise. I surfed my brains out. And then, sure enough, last night, 4 hours at the most.
Mm. What is that? It's like the first day of school or something. You can't. Mm-hmm. You just can't
it's
sleep.
It's just never yeah. going to change.
Hard.
So anyway.
It's because Mondays are so exciting.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
I'll keyed up for it. Mm. Yeah.
I got exactly. here in Uzette. I was like, hey, you get here every day this early? It's super early.
It is early.
It's like 4:15. Right. What the hell?
You got here at 4:15?
Yeah, somewhere yeah. around that time.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Ugh. What are you going to do? Yeah. Try to go back to sleep and then ruin your whole morning. Really.
I know. Then you're right? like even more tired.
Right. Exactly. So.
Yeah.
I'd still go back to sleep.
I went and got a car wash.
At this 2 morning? In the morning?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, why not? What are you going to do?
Just at the gas station?
Yeah. One of those. It's called a touchless
so you just drive
wash.
Through it.
You just drive
right.
through it.
Right.
And, you
right.
know.
Where do you go off? Hickey?
No. That one's not 24 hour. But this one is in off of Tamforan. And it's 24 hours, so, you know.
Right.
I washed Nita's car yesterday at 3 in the morning, and now I'm washing
my car. Good.
Lucky you.
You're a lot done when you're on the wrong schedule.
Yeah.
yeah.
Altogether.
And Cameron is, too, so I take her out every morning at 3 a.m.
Come on, kid.
And get some McDonald's.
You did not.
She just loves fries. Like, you're the fries.
Well, they're delicious. I mean,
she can say fries.
They're cooking fries at that early in the morning?
Yeah, so I learned something new. Here's a pro tip, guys. 3 a.m., you can get fries. 4 a.m., they stop serving fries.
Oh, funny.
4 a.m., it's only breakfast.
Oh.
Yeah, so you get hash browns instead, which she's fine with, but she likes the fries. Fries?
Funny. Like, right, another pro McDonald's tip that George told us is that if you want the fresh fries, you go to McDonald's and you ask them for fries without salt. Then they have to make them fresh.
Then you add salt.
And then you add salt. And then you got your fresh fries.
Oh. That is a pro tip.
That is good. Bryn, I posted this picture, speaking of car wash, on my Instagram. At the car wash. There's car washes, like, wherever. Ohio is one of them that... they do spooky Halloween, scary stuff. So you're in the car wash, and then scary clowns come up to you, or scary whatever, boogeymans come up to your car. And it's so scary because you're trapped in your car and you can't do anything about it.
And so they're getting lucky wet. People don't slam on the gas and bail.
And just go. Oh, that's a, but yeah. I bet you have to sign a release or something.
Yeah, you must have to
it's
know.
It's like $20.
You'd have to know because you would. You
might. Yeah. No, you have to know. You're going specifically.
Oh, to that scary, spooky car. Got it. All right.
Yeah.
So these people are getting soaking wet. Like they walk through the water.
They're in. Oh yeah. The people that are the
clowns.
Yes.
Or the spooky people.
Yes. They're wet.
Oh.
It's their
job. Even scarier somehow.
Car wash. Woo. Working at the car wash, yeah.
Sing it with me.
Oh.
What just happened?
I don't know.
I love that song.
She
I love
the worst
that movie.
Is what happened.
I love that movie. We used to watch it all the time.
Yeah, so that is a good movie.
Vaughn is out today. And
no, Vaughn's here.
Oh, I thought Alex was doing the.
He's training
Alex
with
training.
Him.
I see.
Yeah,
well,
Vaughn will be out Wednesday and Thursday.
Wait, you're out
he's
Wednesday.
He's going to LA. I'm out Wednesday, correct.
What? Yeah, she's going to Hawaii for her birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
When's your actual birthday?
Saturday.
Oh.
Have you already bikini shopped?
Not one bit, but I have two brand new one pieces that I got for Sonoma when we did our show there.
So you wear one piece.
Yeah, that? And I have like seven bathing suits right now.
Yeah.
So you're
maybe.
Good.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you get a pretty like over the top, what are those wraps
the
called?
Cover-ups,
yeah, the
whatever.
Cover-ups, yeah.
No, I mean, I have a couple things
what
I could use as cover-ups.
Yeah, something
well,
like that.
Well, sarong's just something
you
just
tie
it
around your waist.
Yeah,
or
I have
your
plenty of those
shoulder.
Kind of stuff.
You don't need any of that stuff.
I like those.
I don't.
I'm always like, if I have to have a bathing suit on, I also need to have a long dress over it.
That's a surprise. Yeah.
Or a long shirt.
Whatever.
Like that. Yeah.
No
sure.
Kidding.
No doubt.
The girl from Massachusetts doesn't know how it's done.
No, she doesn't.
Big
no,
surprise.
I do know how it's done. Cover it all up.
Yeah.
Gets to a point.
The place that I'm staying. I was talking to George yesterday, and he was saying that you and Christina and George went to the Fairmont Orchid. And if you remember, I think it's where they had a lot of those feral cats.
Oh, yeah. Wait, so you're going to the Big Island?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, we're flying in the same airport that we flew in when we went on the trip.
Oh.
And it's the orchid is right by where the Waikoloa, wherever we stayed.
Oh.
Last time.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that just happened. I didn't even plan it that way. It's just that's the way it happened.
So we were looking for waves,
uh-huh.
And that spot, there was a lady who was going around feeding over 100 cats.
Yeah.
I mean, you can ask George.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 100, but it seemed like there were at least 100 cats in this parking lot.
I remember he posted
that she
pictures.
Was, they were, she had them in groups.
Oh.
And she was going to the different spots where... I don't know. It seemed really weird that you're doing this every day.
Well, she feels like they need to.
She's probably still doing it.
We'll see. See if I see her.
What happens when she passes away someday and then all the cats are like, we're starving.
Right.
Where do we go now?
We need food.
Yeah.
We need food. Well, there must be plenty of rats. There are those like mongoose things running around there all the time, too. Just go get those cats, you know? cats find ways to eat.
She must have a backup plan.
I guess.
There's no way that she doesn't have someone.
They do
who,
get reliant.
She can't possibly not ever take a day off.
She right. Leaves them in her trust or something.
Yeah. She'll leave money. Feed those cats.
Right.
Here's all my money. Well, anyway, I thought the funniest thing was the Instagram post you put up of the basically people who play Frogger crossing the street there.
Oh, that's
good. Freaking nightmare.
Yeah, I rode a scooter out there, too.
That's the only thing that you did post, isn't it?
I think it is.
It is.
That's all I saw.
I thought it was you.
Yeah, we thought it was you at first, too, because it's a dude with a little, you know, kid with black hair crossing. Yeah.
Right.
But then it you were posting it. And
yeah, it wasn't me.
It wasn't me.
I was thinking Anita would have beat your behind.
No, I mean, that's how you have to cross.
Oh my gosh.
That's the way you do
There's no crosswalk?
So, you know, I lead the pack usually, but it's very difficult with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, but that's how you cross. There's no other way to do it. Otherwise, you're going to sit there for days and watch these cars pass or motorcycles pass, scooters.
So you just close your eyes and step out into the road.
Yeah, it's actually more, like, really intuitive. Like, you have to just, they know that you're there and they go around you and you just have to be confident, right? It's a trip, and riding a motorcycle is gnarly. But I've been doing that since I was like 8, because I went there when I was young, and I used to ride in front of my uncle, and that's where I fell in love with riding, because it's so damn hot anyway.
Yeah.
So once you hop on, the wind in your face and like the freedom of it, and everybody's on scooters, so if there is an accident, it's not nearly as serious. Does that make sense?
It seemed like the traffic was actually going pretty slow, too. Like, it's moving, but it's clogged.
Yeah, it's very congested. Mm-hmm. And so when I was riding, it's elbow to elbow.
Where was that?
Saigon, which is District 1. It's like the most touristy area, but it's also super packed. And so I'm riding around, you're hitting elbows, and people are carrying like all kinds of things, like 5 on a scooter.
But I was going to say, like their whole family and all their groceries on one little scooter.
Poor scooter.
Oh my God, help me. Help me.
I saw a freaking dishwasher on one of this guy's scooters.
What?
A dishwasher, like, I don't know, 3 feet by 2 feet on the back of his scooter with a strap on it. And he's just like,
God.
Like, oh my God. There's nothing they don't carry out there.
Wow.
It's, oh my God.
It's, you know.
What a trip.
They're crafty.
It's like in a world where you need dishwashers, you shouldn't live in a world where you have to strap them on the back of your scooter.
To get around, it's pretty interesting.
That is,
I think,
crazy.
You'd love it. It's just mind blowing to see how people
live out
there.
I'd love it only if, like, my hotel and everything I wanted to go to is on the same side of the street. Then I'd be like,
you would have to
be like, this is perfect. This seems perfect.
Or
that part of the world is just inaccessible to me. I can't get over there.
They'd have to serve you a bunch of drinks to get you brave enough to cross.
Or I'd just blindfold myself and just walk around wherever with my hands out in front of me.
So did you went with your whole family, right?
Yeah,
did they all get sick?
No, it was just me and Nita and the baby because we're all in one cabin together.
Oh.
So.
I'm sorry, cabin?
For the boat, that's when we got sick.
You're on a boat?
One night in Halong Bay. Beautiful. I should post.
You should post a bunch of pictures.
But, you know, I was busy. On the boat for one night in Halong Bay, it's one of the world's most natural...
beauty wonders.
What do you call that? Wonders of the world. Mm-hmm. I forget. But Nita's like, we gotta go there. It's one of the 8 most natural wonders in the world.
I thought it was 7. Whatever. They added an 8 just for you guys.
Actually, you know, it was 7, and they took one off, and they put Halong Bay on there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it was a 2-hour flight to get there. Then we hopped on our limo bus and stayed on the yacht.
That's one of those lists that people just decide they're on because no one really knows what's on it.
I feel bad for the one that got taken off.
Yeah,
which one was it? No one
even knows. Supposedly they change
it
every year. I think they change it every so often.
I you know,
that was like the pyramids.
Yeah, exactly. It is.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
Oh, look it up too. Let me prove myself right.
Whatever.
All right.
I'm sure it's amazing right up until the point where you got the Vietnam super flu.
Yeah. It was. You know why I got the flu?
The Great Wall, Christ the Redeemer, Machu Picchu.
Here it is.
Chichen Itza, which is the Mexican.
I can't see the picture.
Oh, the picture.
See the picture.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, my God. I've seen pictures of that. That place is gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
You got to hit images on it.
It's not on my list.
Well, you're looking at
dated
list.
There's like
Taj Mahal,
man-made
the
wonders of the world, and then there's the natural wonders of the world. There's two separate lists, I think.
Sorry.
It's beautiful.
7 wonders of the world.
Oh, the water's so lovely.
It's absolutely beautiful. Is that the place that's like so thick with boats that they
no,
had to like...
No, it's not.
Okay.
But I stayed
so
on
you
the,
stayed
a
out
boat
there
for one night.
And that's where you got
and
sick.
And we went from... Well, I think it's because it's so hot that you go into your room and then the AC is cranked.
Yeah.
And so I fall asleep, then I wake up freezing, then I go back out into the sauna-like heat.
Did you say it's a Great Barrier Reef?
Where?
Victoria Falls.
No.
Grand Canyon?
How long
Mount Everest.
These are the natural ones.
Parakuten? Ooh. Pre-Cutin.
Never even heard of it.
Oh, Aurora?
No.
Niagara Falls. God, what is wrong with my internet?
How many did you just name? That was more than seven.
I don't know. That's
Whatever, it's gorgeous. Look, yeah. Say the name of it again so people can Google it, image it.
Halong Bay.
Halong Bay. Halong Bay. Halong Bay.
I think that's how they say it. But yeah, it was really nice out there. I flew up north for that. That's North Vietnam.
I see.
But I started.
You flew once you were even there.
From Saigon.
You get sick. You actually catch the bug a couple days before the symptoms start to happen. So maybe you got it on the plane. It was on that little plane with the recirculated air. Somebody had the Vietnamese super flu, and you caught it, and then it manifested on
the plane. Who knows? Yeah, I don't know what it was from.
You got it somewhere. Can't believe you didn't give it to anyone in your family.
Well, I gave it to everyone
no,
in my...
No, but I mean...
Yeah, but we didn't stay in the same room. They all had their own rooms, but...
Well, you're back. You're better.
It was very nice
to be gone.
Very nice
to be back.
I'm so happy to be here.
This is infuriating.
He's still looking.
It's
all right.
I can't find one list with that on it.
Just type in
how about
Halong
seven
Bay
wonders
first.
Of the world in Vietnam.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, put that in there.
Type that in. You'll find it.
That ought to narrow things
Guaranteed.
Down. Jesus.
They really forced me to go there. I was like, come on, man. I don't have enough time in Saigon already. Why are we going to spend a whole day of travel to get to another tourist trap? But.
Turned out.
After it's all done.
Hoan Kiem Lake?
No.
Sa Pa? Gayang Den Waterfall.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Bin Island.
I'll show you my time lapse. I took
Ninh
when I was there. It's cool.
And I'll post it. Put it
That's
on Instagram.
It
I'll look for it.
All right, fine. I'll do it
Ninh
right now.
Ninh Bin is often referred to as Halong Bay.
Oh.
Ninh Bin.
How do you spell that? Can I see?
N-I-N-B-I-N.
Ninh Bin. There's got to be tone to that.
How
though.
Do you not...
What? No?
You didn't know you were a Ninh Bin?
I didn't know. I don't know a lot, man. When you go places like that, you realize how much you don't know.
Yeah.
And I also realize how terrible my Vietnamese is. It's good enough where, like, Anita's family was so impressed. I'm walking around, like, just saying stuff. But I'm
what
like,
are you talking about? You couldn't even get past Angela.
So,
what's her name?
So Anita's family. Anita's family and your family?
Johnson? Yeah.
Works all together? How'd that go?
Oh, my God. So great.
Really?
Yeah, hosting your in-laws around, you know what I'm saying? Being
sure.
in your best behavior.
Oh, yeah. Great.
So fun.
You were in these little boats?
Not the little ones. It was a pretty big boat.
Like a cruisy type boat?
Yeah, like a cruisy type boat. Like a yachty type boat. It was pretty
Like
nice.
A little yachty? Or
are you a lot
of kind of biggie yachty.
No pollution?
Not out there. Oh, my God. It was gorgeous. Let me try to find some photos. And
I'm looking at them now. It looks really killer.
Yeah.
I just hope it's still like this.
Every time Brittany goes to Vietnam, though, he comes back. He's always like, everyone should go. It's he loves it.
Sounds like it.
Oh, my God. It's so great. Well, it's also good for, your perspective of life. When you get out there and you realize how people live. Some people, it's so crazy because there's no in-between. There's no, regular, I guess, Bay Area style. You're either really rich or really poor.
No middle class, you're saying?
Yeah, no middle class. It's pretty gnarly. There's a lot of...
Poor people
walking around, and they'll follow you, asking you for money, especially probably because you don't look Vietnamese. They'll probably chase you down. So you need to go with a Vietnamese person, and they'll jack up the price twice as much. How much is that sandwich? In Vietnamese, they'll say $2. The white guy next to me, they'll say $5. I'm like, I'm just going to stay quiet. None of my business.
Wow.
I'm just trying to get my sandwich.
Whatever.
For $2.
Yeah. I'm trying to ruin your game. You know what I'm saying? That's a...
So you should barter. So you're saying, if, especially if you're white, you should barter for everything there.
Oh, yeah. Go half.
I'll give you $1.
Go half.
You're going to barter for food?
Well,
I just
got the tip.
Yeah, I mean, well, especially
when
you
shop. He just charged the Vietnamese guy next to me $2 for the same sandwich.
Anita was in heaven. She can't even bargain well, but she was, really good about it.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
What? Bargaining?
She's like Coco Chanel.
Yeah, so she doesn't bargain normally, but she knows. She looked it up on YouTube, and some dude is a white guy on YouTube showing you how to bargain in Vietnam. So the rule is just go half. They go, it's $5. $2.50. And they go, no, I can't do that. That's crazy. Okay, $4.50. No, $2.50. Okay, $4. No, $2. And she says it in English the whole time, just sitting there quietly like, oh, my God, look at you go.
And she did it.
And she gets it.
Wow.
It's so unlike her. I would expect her to be like, I'll take the highest price one you got.
Well, no,
I need the
no.
highest price. I need the designer sandwich.
Not at these markets.
How high can we go?
Yeah. These markets, man, they'll jack you.
Mm.
Let me see if I can find
mine. Right.
Sorry.
Isn't that what's happening at Coco? Wherever. Right.
There are no handbags worth $30,000. I'm sorry to say, everyone.
Well, they are, because $30,000 is
what a fool will pay for it.
$1.50. $1.50. $30,000. So a million is, I mean,
We're talking about the currency exchange.
We're talking about
I know,
Chanel.
But you do buy a bag for $30,000.
I guess if you've got $30,000 and you're just like, I gotta stop carrying this around with me. Let me get a handbag for $30,000. I'll carry my other $30,000 in that. Mm-hmm. All right, KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Minnie, Alice's Morning Show. Oh my God, thank God it's Monday. Here we go. Oh, I do. I'm obsessed.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.